We can chat better indoors, and there is no coachman to overhear our conversation. The Count returned to a small drawing room on the first floor, sat down, and crossing his legs, motioned to the young man to take a seat also. Andrea assumed his gayest manner. "You know, my dear Count," said he, "the ceremony is to take place this evening. At 9 o'clock, the contract is to be signed at my father-in-law's."
"Ah, indeed," said Monte Cristo.
"What, is it news to you? Has not Monsieur Danglars informed you of the economy?"
"Oh, yes," said the Count. "I received a letter from him yesterday, but I do not think the hour was mentioned."
"Possibly my father-in-law trusted to its general notoriety."
"Well," said Monte Cristo, "you are fortunate. Monsieur Cavalcanti, it is a most suitable alliance you are contracting, and Mademoiselle Danglars is a handsome girl."
"Yes, indeed she is," replied Cavalcanti, in a very modest tone.
"After all, she is very rich, at least I believe so," said Monte Cristo.
"Very rich, do you think?" replied the young man. "Doubtless.
It is said that Monsieur Danglars conceals at least half of his fortune."
"And he acknowledges 15 or 20 million, said Andrea, with a look sparkling with joy.
"Without reckoning," added Monte Cristo, "that he is on the eve of..."